All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Frank Maloney, Michael Teske, and we're going to go to Mr. Teske right now for the Olympic update. Michael?
All right, we'll start with women's basketball. The Virginia women's basketball team is now 13-4 and 1-2 in the ACC after splitting a pair of games in the past week. The team lost a tough one to number 25, North Carolina, 78-73 in double overtime on Thursday at John Paul Jones Arena. Sophomore guard Ataria Franklin scored a career-high 29 points and pulled in 9 rebounds for the Cavaliers in their first home loss of the season. The Wahoos then bounced back by beating Clemson 54-47 on the road at Little John Coliseum, as head coach Joanne Boyle earned her first of hopefully many ACC wins. Junior center Simone Egwu had 11 points and 10 rebounds to earn her second double-double of the season, while senior forward Chelsea Shine scored 13 to help the Cavaliers recover from a 25-23 halftime deficit. Next, the team hosts the dreaded Hokies at 7 p.m. tomorrow in Charlottesville, and UVA then travels to College Park to take on the number 5 and undefeated Maryland Terrapins at 8:30 p.m. on Monday in a game that will be televised by RSN. Finally tonight, Virginia men's tennis player Mitchell Frank, a first year, has been ranked the number 1 player in the nation by the Intercollegiate Tennis Association. He is the 4th player in program history to earn the number 1 singles ranking. The team as a whole is ranked 2nd behind defending national champion Southern Cal. It is the 4th time in the past 5 years the team has begun the season ranked either 1st or 2nd. Additionally, the women's tennis team is ranked number 9, its first ever preseason top 10 ranking.
And it's about time for the women's tennis program to catch up with the men a little bit. And the it looks to me like both the tennis programs, the lacrosse programs, the baseball program, golf is doing very well as well. It looks like spring is going to be a blockbuster again for UVA. And I know that the mini ticket packages for baseball have now been put out there, so you can buy a 10-game package for a pretty reasonable rate. You better jump on it because those tickets will sell out. Brian O'Connor has done a great job with the baseball program, and demand around Charlottesville is insane.
Yeah, and if you get a chance to go, it's a great venue and a terrific – it's a fun evening or day, whatever game time is. And baseball season starts in February, right?
It's right around the corner, and then they're playing like almost every day. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's 50-some games, I think, in the regular season and beyond. So, but anyway, back to hoops. Big one tomorrow night, Cavs and the Dukies. We should also talk about next week's show. I think you got Chris Horn, or as you said earlier.
Very excited to have Chris Horn of the Sabre will be joining us to do a thorough breakdown on football recruiting and any new tidbits on basketball. Promises to be very exciting stuff, and he's right on top of it. Nobody in Virginia does a better job of staying on top of college recruiting for football. I mean, he knows what's happening in the state of Virginia.
And Dave Teal, veteran sports writer from down in the Tidewater area, we were hoping to have him on a few weeks ago, but he'll join us next week. And we've reached out to Barry Koval, local guy who played basketball back in the day at Virginia, and he's also the,
president
of the VAF this year, so he can talk to us about VAF as well as the Virginia basketball team. And Jerome Mianci, if I'm pronouncing that right, we've reached out to him and hope to have him on the show possibly as early as next week.
And we certainly hope to have Jerome on. He's an outstanding young man. Got to meet him down at the ACC tournament a couple years ago. Got to talk to him further still at a VAF function down at the Jefferson Hotel a year later. Outstanding student athlete. He's having fun playing professionally down in Argentina. This is his second season down there, and if you were paying attention to our show just a couple of weeks ago, Norman Nolan played for a while down in Argentina, and Norman says that he thinks Jerome's having fun down in Argentina.
Well, Jerome got that student athlete award a couple of years ago at the ACC tournament, and I think the thing that impressed me, I think he was a Dean's List student every semester that he was at Virginia, which is a heck of an accomplishment,
that's
particularly as a basketball player.
If they had been able to redshirt Jerome, it would have been a fantastic thing, because he was just beginning to come into his own in particularly the last 2 or 3 months of his fourth year. And you may recall he had a little jump hook in the lane in the ACC tournament down there in Greensboro. Virginia was only behind by like 4 points or so. If that ball had gone, Duke would have had to have scored to have kept pace. And as it was, it did not go in. But it was a sign that he had really grown up quite a bit at Virginia.
Well, he became a very good player during his career. So talk about players developing. He certainly was one that did that.
All right, we've got some quick look at some of the games that are on tap here. We've got Wake Forest at Maryland, 7 p.m. on ESPN3. And is that tonight?
I think it is.
That's tonight?
These are the Wednesday night games.
Yep, and Georgia Tech is at NC State. That's at 9 o'clock, and that's on ESPN3. Then tomorrow night, you've got Clemson at Boston College at 7 o'clock on ESPN2. And then the big game, UVA at Duke at 9 p.m., and that's on ESPN. National game. It's a big deal. Certainly would like to see Virginia attack the basket some and not settle for the jumpers. I think Virginia's defense is going to keep them in the game. And if they can draw some fouls on some of those Plumleys, I think Virginia's going to be in this game.
Should be one of those nights where hopefully virtually every possession, Mike Scott will touch the ball at some point in time, have a little inside-out activity and get some open looks and knock some of them down. But should be a great game tomorrow night. Looking forward to it.
Quick reminder, we've got Chris Horn next Wednesday night. We've also got Dave Teal, the newspaper writer. And we're working on trying to get Jerome Meansey on the show very soon. Reaching out to some others as well.
Go Hoos tomorrow night.
Go Hoos. Beat the Dukies.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, UVA Bookstores, CapTech Ventures, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Hildrep Moving and Storage, CNF Bank and CNF Investment Services, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910.